Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
From Barangaroo Studios, the AusBiz COV is the key stuff you need to know about the day in business and finance.
Well, hello, hello. You are listening to the COB podcast at AusBiz. I'm your host, David Scott. It is August the 3rd, and I'm joined today by Carl Rotto, my colleague. Carl, welcome back. It's great to go and see you. What do you make of the day? It could have been worse, but it could have been better as well.
Yeah, it was an interesting overshoot to the downside, I think, just to start off the session. I mean, I think SPY Futures were only implying maybe like an 11-point drop from Wall Street's lead, but we were down as much as 1% during the day. I don't know what that was about. I don't know if this is kind of nervousness about Pelosi's foray into Taiwan, but managed to claw things back. But it was pretty sloppy. Couldn't quite break 7,000, obviously, once again, and only down 0.3% for the day. But yeah, super sloppy session.
Yeah, it was a bit sloppy. And look, there is some pretty big risk events, not only what's going on the geopolitical front. I did say a headline flash past that Nancy Pelosi was flagging that there could be an imminent trade deal written with Taiwan between the United States. Mm. That certainly probably wouldn't go down very well in China. That's one thing that markets are trying to navigate, but also a whole bunch of earnings reports. And on top of that, some big macro events as well. We have the ISM and services PMI out tonight. Also, non-farm payrolls later in the week. Some pretty pivotal events when it comes to the near-term expectations from the Federal Reserve. So probably not surprising, but at individual level, of course, we're just kicking off our reporting season at the moment. And the star performer today, Pinnacle Investment Management, of course, the owner of a variety of different funds, has just been a star performer for decades, not only today's session, but it was up 12% or so, beating expectations. Had a chat with the MD there, long-term MD, Ian McCown, as well. It's going to get his views about what's going on there, what's going on with markets, and what's also going on with him. He's been there since day dot. Good chat. If you want to go and listen to it, that will be on the website shortly. On the flip side, though, we saw that the ASX, I used to go work at the ASX many, many moons ago, and even back then, they were talking about a chest replacement system, and it seems that they'll be waiting a little bit longer. One of the clear laggards today, Carl.
Yeah, no, I only saw the headline, and it speaks for itself, doesn't it? So I've got nothing to really add other than the fact that we've seen a few little tech issues coming up for the ASX and questions about their the operations of the business, I suppose. So just another black mark, I guess, and shareholders have punished them slightly for the update today.
Yeah, one thing that's really been noticeable as well, the last not only the last couple of days, but certainly the last month or so, has just been that massive turnaround in those names that were really smashed in the first half of the year. Like I saw Zip today, it was rivaling Pinnacle for the top performer on the 200. A lot of the buy now, pay later names are all starting to make a comeback too. What do you reckon, mate? Do you reckon that we're seeing maybe a resurgence of Davy Day Trader? Because it certainly seems like that. I've seen other reports out there at the moment as well in the States that a few of those stocks are getting, Wall Street Bets getting on board. What do you think?
Well, I mean, now that you mention it, I was talking to Kanish Chook today from ETF Securities, which is a little bit different, but he was saying that they've seen big inflows again into some of those FANG stocks and growthy stocks just to start with. So maybe that's a little bit of an indicator. I guess, like my actual real-world experience has always been in the broking CFD sort of space, and you kind of get used to when things start moving, it has kind of a self-perpetuating nature. So things just turn into gambling chips. And I think, from day dot, the buy now, pay later space was already obviously at best a momentum play. Realistically just a punt. So maybe we've got some punters returning. I guess you'd have to look at the volumes to see if, we are really seeing Davy Day Trader come back. Gambling chip for me, and that's why we're seeing all this volatility.
Well, you had a good chat today with Vivek Dhar from the Commonwealth Bank, of course, the mining energy research director there at the bank. Lots going on in the energy space, including crude oil. Also in that mix is coal, of course. So we thought ahead of its four-year results that we released later on this month, New Hope, when it was that a bit of news out today, lobbing a $94 million bid for a 15% stake in Malabar Resources. Of course, a lot of interest in that particular area of the market with energy security. So we thought we'll take this opportunity to go and make it our stock of the day when it came to the call. So Koshy sat down on this occasion with Carl Capolingua from Think Markets and Rudy Filipek van Dijk from FN Arena to go get their take as to whether it was worth a punt on the coal miner. Take a listen.
See the chart. So it's been, you know, it's been religiously every day on my Twitter shortlist, right? It's so good. And you hope what, it's there. Look, I have to back it. The chart still looks good. I'm going to say even now it's still worth a buy.
The last remaining producers will have a jolly good time in the very last thralls of the... And that's a fact. But it takes... Again, small changes can have a very big impact on share price, in particular if they run that hard. It takes someone with a different type of risk appetite. That's not me.
Okay, so there you have it. You got a buy, but then you've got basically an avoid from Rudy there. So ain't going to the investment committee. So moving on.
Yeah, we must have the update from the investment committee coming through pretty soon. Looking forward to that one. Not up for grabs that one. I tell you, there is a good interview today. I spoke with Bob Desmond, who's a portfolio manager at Claremont Global, about particularly the US earnings season, what we've seen so far. A lot of volatility, as you expect, around some of those results. Has seen a lot in his time, and good to go and chew the fat with and get a bit of insight as to what he likes at the moment and what he doesn't like. Things that might be a bit more turmoil on the way, but this time not from the price side of the equation, but from the earnings side of the equation. So clear message for him is to go and tilt towards quality stocks in this environment. Well worth your time if you have a chance to listen to that in the show notes. Moving forward, Carl, what's going to be some of the stuff? We mentioned payrolls. That ISM non-manufacturing PMI out tonight in the States, I reckon that's one of the most crucial lead indicators we're going to have when it comes to trying to measure this economic risk and the recession risk at the moment with the Fed tackling inflation, because it really is almost the closest thing you get to a snapshot of real-time activity in the biggest part of the US economy.
Yeah, well, we had those, the S&P Global flash PMIs a few weeks ago, and it was the services sector that kind of went into contraction and sent those shudders through the market about, you know, the growth outlook and a sort of pretty precipitous slowdown in growth. So I think it's going to be really interesting. I mean, with these events, it could come in bang on expectations. Everyone sort of gets what they're expecting and we move on. And that, you know, the manufacturing PMI, the ISM manufacturing PMI, you know, was weaker than last month, but it was better than expected. So, you know, that has to be said. But again, it all sort of hinges on whether the US consumer and services activity can hold up. So if that undershoots, and, you know, there's always the journalist / you know, CFD guy in the background is just wishing for more vol and noise in the market. I'd be pretty thrilled to see a pretty big miss, but it would be a pretty ominous sign, especially with the sort of strange commentary and out of step commentary that we've had from Fed speakers the last couple of days. If it, you know, say spills into contraction for the month, then we have to really ask the question of, you know, what the Fed's priorities are here.
Yeah, it's really interesting to see them try and walk back Jerome Powell's remarks about the neutral rate being struck. And some of the most dovish members as well of the FOMC committee, at least previously, are now amongst the most hawkish. It almost feels like off kilter. But it does make me a little bit concerned, because we know how wrong the Fed got it coming into this inflationary pulse. And when it comes out of this inflationary pulse, whenever it's been, certainly you do wonder whether they might go and overcook it. That is a clear risk. And it's one thing that markets are starting to go and get a little bit excited about at the moment, given how often the recession word is coming up on the program. Look, before we go wrap it up, we're just going to go and we'd like to go know why you come to listen to the COB and when you come to the COB podcast and the newsletter. So there's a bit of a section there that goes and asks you just a simple question. Why do you come to this newsletter? Let us know. We've got lots of different options there, including Scuddy's View. I'll be nominating myself for that one, of course. But
you've just messed with the data. You've just thrown a bias in there.
Maybe Carl's view as well. I think,
our better than mine, yeah, on occasions. The tirades is what you come for.
On the way. But the market wrap, also the interviews, you can get the show notes and also some deals there. So let us know what you like about the newsletter, and that will go and help us to craft an improved product for what you're after. So please get involved there. Well, let's go wrap it up there, Carl. It's been fantastic. Enjoy the day. It's the downhill run to the weekend. So let's see what Thursday brings.
All right. Strap yourself in. Sounds good.
Hold up. Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.